Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Beth McGrath, Deputy Chief Management Officer at the U.S. Department of Defense. Also joining us from IBM is John Bonglis. Beth, I get a chance to talk to many of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and with the private sector to achieve mission results. I'm interested to know, how are you leveraging partnerships to improve management operations and program outcomes within DoD?
I think everybody throughout their life can learn from somebody else. Someone has been there, done that somewhere in their tenure, either in their job or their experience. And so we really do reach out to both organizations within the department, the new people as they come in particular the political team, and also industry. I meet very regularly with industry, either CEOs or someone in their C-suite, their chief operations officer, chief financial officer, again, to find out, you know, what are the challenges they have? How do they approach a particular problem, and try to apply that into the department? It is not by accident that we're taking this end-to-end, you know, cross-functional focus within the department. It's been done by many others. You look for cost-cutting opportunities. We're all about efficiencies right now. We don't want to necessarily just cut the budget. We really want to take cost out of the operation. And take cost out of the operation, you need to understand what you're doing and how you're doing it. And those are really some great lessons learned from a variety of individuals, both in public and private sectors. And again, utilizing the Performance Improvement Council run by the Office of Management Budget and the deputy director there, Jeff Zients. I mean, he too has great industry experience in applying some of those lessons learned. And it's also about how do you get the work done? And this seems like a long way to get around to, you know, the use of collaboration tools. But I think that the environment today is certainly very different than when I started 23 years ago. We didn't have collaboration tools. We didn't use SharePoint. We just didn't do that because those things didn't exist. Skype wasn't out there. I mean, there are so many things. I will clearly date myself if I keep talking, but it is a very different environment, and very much like the team thought process is, how do you apply those tools to the workspace and the workforce? The younger folks coming into the federal government, I mean, they are very hands-off. They want you to tell them what you want them to do. They want to have the ability to do it themselves, sort of on their own terms, on their own time, but within your deadlines. And the tools that are available, both from a collaboration perspective and just the whole information technology tool suites, really enables people, I think, to be much more productive today than in the past, where everybody had to come to the office to then log on their PC. We didn't have, we didn't have laptops back then, and now we do. And so it really is, I think, just great opportunity today to do so many things differently than we have in the past.
Beth, you mentioned or you touched a little bit on young people or people coming into the federal government. And given DOD's critical mission and your specific mandate, could you, I would imagine that your office would require staff with a certain degree of technical skill and expertise. Could you tell us, please, or the audience, what you're doing to ensure that you have a well-trained and technical workforce able to meet not only today's challenges, but tomorrow's as well?
We are in pursuit, if you will, of those skill sets that you mentioned, both from a technical perspective and also knowledge on the applications that exist out in the public sector today. I've mentioned a couple of times in our talk the pursuit of enterprise resource planning solutions that the department is pursuing. We have many people on the staff right now who have that skill set. Congress, a few years ago, provided the department the ability to hire, they're called highly qualified experts, demonstrated industry experience in certain areas that the government doesn't inherently have. We did not have ERP expertise. Therefore, we can utilize this hiring authority to bring in that expertise under a different hiring arrangement, and it's much faster. You can make appointments to that skill set. And we have brought that into the office, also with the technical skills. So when we're deploying these various business solutions into the infrastructure and the environment, that we understand technically, you know, how that's going to work. And also, again, we've talked many times about the business enterprise architecture. I mean, I'm really in pursuit of the bilingual individual who can talk both technical and functional. And, you know, if I could pay them double, I would, because they are so valuable to the conversation because it puts it in English, again, for either side. And so I really believe that there's great opportunity still to work for the government, to work in my office. We do, if I did not mention, have openings and are looking for highly skilled, qualified individuals so that, you know, and again, it's we're looking to really enable change to happen, you know, at every level in the department, from overarching to very specific. And so I think the focus on the workforce, their skill sets, we're doing a zero-based review of the entire organization. We intend to take a very matrixed approach. I think everybody wants, one, to understand what their contribution is to the overall mission, but they also want to be held accountable. People want to be chiefs, not Indians, 9 times out of 10. And so you want to give them that opportunity by taking a matrix team approach to solving a problem or fixing something, achieving an outcome. And so the very much distributing the accountability, I think, is really what people want. They want to be in the game. And we're looking for opportunities, again, for people to be in the game. And our pursuit of those business outcomes, I think, will be really dependent upon the skill sets that we have.
Beth, I'd like to transition to the future. What are some of the major opportunities and challenges you see your organization encountering in the future? And how do you envision the department will evolve to meet these challenges and seize opportunities?
Well, I think we're all experiencing the fiscal challenge right now. And I think it's, frankly, just starting. In the Defense Department, I mean, there was $175 billion that was moved, but we really took $100 million and moved it from tail to tooth, if you will, and then saved the $75 billion. And the numbers that that we're really aiming for now, I think, will only be bigger. And so I think it's very important to, as we pursue additional efficiencies across the department, to take them in a very strategic and smart way. You want to be informed about, you know, the impact of reducing resources in a particular area. And in order to do that effectively, I think you really need to understand how you do what you do, who does it, and with what resources. And there you can really strategically make changes without breaking something. I do fear, and I don't mean this any disrespect to any of the comptrollers out there, but if you take a comptroller approach to efficiencies and just take a cut across, that you don't know what you don't know until it breaks. And so that to me is both a challenge and an opportunity to really inform and drive some of these efficiency conversations, you know, as we pursue the targets, if you will, as, you know, as they come down to us.
So, Beth, what advice would you give to someone who's potentially thinking about a career in public service?
Come work in my office would be my first advice. But my second is, you know, I've been in government for 23 years, and I'm positive I would not have had the opportunities I have had if my career was not in the as a civil servant. If I was in the private sector, I was given responsibility very young, and then you just get more and more responsibility. So I really do think that if you're that kind of person who wants the opportunity to lead and to drive, that it does exist. Certainly in the Defense Department, that's been my experience, but I think in federal government writ large. And I do think the you know, the tone of government is changing. And so it isn't this, you know, sort of good enough for government. That just, you know, I'll say irks me. And I want to say, yes, I'm good enough for government and then some. And people should really think that way, because especially the working for the Defense Department, we have an incredible mission. I mean, national security of the United States is just incredible to me. So our mission is clear. Our purpose is clear. And, you know, whenever we can do anything to ensure the security of our nation, that's so powerful. And not to say that other federal agencies don't have equal missions, but they certainly are different. I just think that the opportunity that exists for especially the young people to come in and to learn and to be put in positions where they can drive is just, you know, I would highly, highly, highly recommend it. Again, you know, I've been here for a long time and I don't ever regret it. And, you know, I'm hopeful that I will continue in some capacity, you know, in the federal space for a while to come still.
You mentioned earlier that you're looking to hire folks. Is there a way you can direct people to a website or something that where they could hire? Is it USA Jobs? Is it Beyond? Is it DOD?
So the USA Jobs is where the jobs are posted, and we have many of them out there now that are currently open. And it is the USA Jobs website.
Well, I want to thank you for your time today, but more importantly, John and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you. I've really enjoyed the opportunity to speak with you today and look forward to our next opportunity.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Beth McGrath, Deputy Chief Management Officer at the U.S. Department of Defense. My co-host from IBM has been John Bonglis. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.